And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
As you go through life, there are times that fly by. There's no help needed. It's almost as if it's meant to be. Then there are times that test you, whether it's your skills, your patience, resolve. I've mentioned this in the past. I found voiceover work at a high level is super, super hard work. It's really tough to break into. And you sort of need a thick skin to carve out a living. At least that was my take on that world. After leaving, 20 years of working in radio and knowing how hard that was to get to the top of that pile, I found voiceover work even harder because now you're competing with others that you know that they know the studio, they know the producer, they have the chops, they will not mess up. Everyone knows what to expect. And as a noob trying to get in and break those doors down, those were the things that were going through my mind as I'm sitting in the room, knowing who's reading for the parts. And it's just a super rewarding industry when you do get the work. And one of the best in the biz, hands down, Amanda Sellers, who you hear on this podcast. She's one of the voices alongside of David Kay and Rory O'Shea. We're lucky to have the team we have. I mean, Google search those guys as well, David and Rory. Monsters as well. Amanda and I have known each other. We've been friends for about 20 years, probably something like that. Originally, I'd met her when she was fronting a band in Vancouver going by the name Amanda Sonic. She talked about her voiceover school, thevoiceoverschool.com. Talk about learning from a Jedi master. You've heard Amanda on huge national spots, Ziploc, Expedia, Febreze. She talked about walking the West Coast Trail when we had her on a Zoom. Eating vegetarian, seeing Tiffany in concert. Growing up to the music of Willie Nelson, Madonna, GNR, Motley Crue, she shared a near-death story about rolling over a car, what it was like working at Hooters. And quickly back to the voice work thing, Amanda talked about the ups and downs of voice work. Listen to this.
Oh, voice acting. It's so competitive. So you're up against 100 people for an audition. A lot of the time, especially nowadays, everyone working from home from all over the world. And, people have the resources, the equipment, the training. So it's competitive. I feel like what set me apart, I guess, or what paved the way was the tenacity and the not taking no for an answer. I just was so determined to make it happen that I would get up early and I would stay up late. And I took a lot of risks too. Like, I'm the kind of person that will reach out to someone who you would never ever think would ever respond, but then they do respond, and then it like changes the path of your life. Like,
yeah.
I worked with Sarah Blakely and Jesse Itzler. Like, Sarah Blakely owns Spanx. Jesse Itzler like sold a private jet company to Warren Buffett. Like, they're, these crazy entrepreneurs. And it was just me reaching out saying, hey, I heard you're starting like your own app. If you need a promo voice for this app, let me know. I would love to work with you. And then his team happened to listen to my demo and I got in there. Then I ended up like on the radio station. It was fun. I did enjoy radio at that. I think I like it now. When I was younger, I was too insecure to like come up with the content and, make everything like entertaining. But I feel like now I have the experience to be a good DJ. But sure. Yeah, so I think that's been part of it. And then when you just know that that's what you want to do, you stop at nothing to make it happen.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC-approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.